Wanted are one of the biggest boy bands in Britain. They've had one UK number one, one of the biggest albums of 2010, performed on the X Factor, and have recently signed to Def Jam Recordings, who also have the likes of N-Dubs, Big Boy and Kanye West up their sleeve. Oh, and they did the Comet Relief single this year. Is there anything these boys haven't done? Over on the phone, we should have Nathan Sykes.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm brilliant, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here, firstly.
Cool, thank you for having me.
That's okay. Right, firstly, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about the band and everything.
Go for it.
Okay, how did you all meet?
It was done through an advertisement in lots of different formats. There was advertising on the internet, in papers, and through agencies as well, and through schools and stuff. I personally found out about it at my school, because I went to a music school in London, and the head teacher called me and she said, look, Nathan, this is one you should definitely go for. It's got really good contacts and the people involved are really, really good. So I went for it and really happy
and
to
you got through, wow.
Start the band, yeah. Yeah,
oh, wow.
But there was about a couple of thousand lads ended up going for it. And it was very ruthless. They just cut people when they kind of got fed up with you. So it lasted over about 9 months. And so we kind of got to know each other as the auditions and people were whittled down. We're all very, very happy to find out that we're in the band.
That's brilliant. And how were the Wanted different than the usual boy bands? I mean, you've got loads up there as well. You've got like JLS and everything as well. Do you see yourself as... I said, how were the Wanted different from the usual boy band? I mean...
I wouldn't say it was so different. We're just ourselves, really. We haven't really been moulded into anything. You have all these boy bands from the past being moulded into certain acts that the record label try and make you in. As they all say that you're not allowed to drink and you're not allowed to have girlfriends and stuff like that. But we're always down the pub and three of us have girlfriends. And we write our own music, we sing live, and we all play instruments as well.
Oh, wow.
And we can't dance. So we try to get right to that as well.
Do you see yourself as rivals to JLS at all? So, I mean, they're up there in the charts as well, aren't they?
I wouldn't say rivals. Not at all, because they're a completely different genre of music, really, because they're more R&B, and we're more like pop rock kind of style. I wouldn't say we're rock, but we've got a bit of an edgier sound of pop. They've got quite an R&B.
Are you friends with anyone in JLS at all, or do you know?
We were out with them the other week in Dublin. We were out. So there's no bitterness at all, not at all.
Now, you'll probably hate me saying this, but you're like the baby of the band, aren't you? Do you hate being called that, or?
No, I'm definitely the youngest, and I don't really see. I don't dislike it at all. There's positives and there's negatives with it. Actually, I wouldn't really say there's any negatives at all. Apart from the fact when we go to America, I can't go to the pubs.
Wow, that is pretty good. Now, what would you say has been your biggest moment or challenge as a boy band so far?
Biggest challenge is trying to convince lads that we're not that bad. But we kind of do that with the live stuff. We go around with the live band as well. We all pick up instruments and we do... certain Kevin we do Irish by the Goo Goo Dolls and sorry, I'm being tickled in the car by the lads.
That's alright.
Hey, we're gonna start tickling him this end in a minute.
Oh,
don't
no,
worry,
please don't. No. I mean, I've got a few questions for people on Facebook and Twitter here. I've got one here from Carrie Ann Thompson. Have you ever been to the Isle of Wight?
Is that the rest of the band in the background?
They're all attacking me.
If they're all insistent on getting in on this radio interview, they want to start singing for us. That's all I can say.
That's a nightmare. But yeah, we do have some friends in the Isle of Wight, and I haven't seen them in a while though. So next time we come over. Hopefully we'll do Isle of Wight Festival soon.
You will. I'll make sure you do.
To catch up with them. Oh my goodness!
Have you ever been to the Isle of Wight Festival then, or?
No, but we always watch it on TV.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we always watch it on TV.
Oh, I think.
Oh, well, I've got another question here from Holly Pullen. What were your deepest goals in life when you were little?
You know what? I've always wanted to be like, I've always wanted to be in music. And it's I feel really lucky to find myself involved in it. But all the other boys, we all had different sort of, what are you doing? We all had different sorts of, like, aims in life. Like, Max used to play for, in School Boys, and, but I've always wanted to be, like, in the kind of, like, the management side of it, and, like, and songwriting, so we're all very fortunate.
You are indeed. And I've got a question here from Callie Schaff, and her middle name is on Facebook is Sykes. I don't know how that makes you feel. She says...
We might be related.
Maybe, we'll see. She says, do you prefer quiet or loud fans? Quiet being calm, etc., and loud being mental and screaming in your face.
Well, you know what? We've just been to two different radio interviews, and one of the crowds was really, really loud and screaming, and then the other one, they're really quiet, as in, like, they... Like, because you've seen them all before, like, a few of them before, and they're... kind of like, oh, you're right, how you doing? And then like quite, they're our mates, and it was a bit weird because we walked out and it was just silent, and then just said, you're right, mate, how you doing? And it was like, what is you really doing? But it's really great when there's a bit of excitement, because it shows they really like what you're doing, which is good.
Oh, it sounds good. I wish I had that approach. I have a feeling I might want to go back to school later. But where do you think you guys could be in 5 years' time?
You know what, I don't really want to jinx it, but hopefully we'll be on some sort of world tour or something, because we've already started planting seeds in different countries. Like, we've had four number ones out in Singapore, and it's looking like it's hopefully, touch wood, it's going to go well in America as well.
I'm touching the desk, which is wood, keep going. I'm touching the desk, which is wood, so keep going.
Yeah, definitely. So we've just gone number one in the Breakout Dance Billboard chart in America.
That is brilliant. It's a big achievement really, to conquer really America, good. Isn't it?
It's really exciting. So we're not going to take it too seriously just yet.
Stadiums? Arenas? Where are we going?
Hopefully. We've got an arena tour booked in, penciled in next year.
I'll be there, don't worry.
Superb.
I've got a question here from Cameron Taylor. How did you feel when All Time Low hit number one?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, because what we, like, for months before that, we were doing like school tours and club tours and stuff like that, and we never really kind of, well, we had different reactions, but we never felt like this track's gonna go to number one, and all of a sudden it just came out of nowhere and it straight in at number one, and we all ended up crying actually in a circle. it was an absolutely amazing day, and one that none of us will ever forget.
I think I'd never forget it either. And now, this is one that you might, if the boys are with you, you might want to get them involved. If you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
I'd personally say Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow. That's a good choice, that is.
Because the guy's a musical genius.
Yeah, carry on.
No, he's absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow.
And he's been such an influence in my life as well. But I'd love to sing with Boyz II Men. I'd love to sing Boyz II Men, because I've been there. They're such an influence for me musically as well, because I'm a massive Soul fan as well. So.
Oh, yeah. See, I, before the interview, I was just chatting off air here that I thought you'd say something like Blue or JLS for some reason to that answer. I don't know why, I just didn't.
No, not at all. We're not a cheesy boy band or anything like that.
I think there should be some collaboration with Girls Aloud next year. I don't know why, I just think there should be.
I don't know, it depends if they get back together. If they get back together, then it's potentially on the cards.
I was convinced they were doing arenas next year. I mean,
are they?
I don't know. I actually don't know, because I know Cheryl wants. I heard that Cheryl wants to go back. I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll find out, and then potentially there could be a track happening.
Oh, I'll keep an eye out then. We'll be the first to play it.
Oh, wicked.
We'll make sure.
Superb.
Yeah, how busy have you been recently, probably, then? Busy?
It's a day. Well, yesterday our day started at 3:45, we did get to the hotel till, I think it was 8:30, we got to the hotel at night. So some days are a bit mental. but we do work every day, and we do work really hard as well. And hopefully all the hard work pays off with the next single that's obviously coming out on Sunday.
We're looking forward to it. We are looking forward to the new single.
Oh, superb, superb. I hope everyone listening likes it. Because we like it, and it's just a real summery tune, and there's a great remix by Gardino as well.
It's always on YouTube at school, put it that way. Well, I must say, you know, I mean, I understand you've got such a busy career and need to, well, crack on sort of thing and let them carry on tickling you. I can tickle you for real now.
We're always having a good laugh, which is funny.
That's what we like. Right, well, thank you so much for agreeing to this. Do you know what I mean? It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Take care, and I wish you all the best with everything in the new single.
See you soon.